one thing I do remember is the catering must have been done somewhere down the lane, our side, down the lane somewhere. I don't know where it was done, but they used to bring it up in a lorry in these big trays, the food. They had a table, or one or two tables outside a Specs bungalow, and they put the food on there, and then the soldiers went with the billy cans and got the food and a cup of tea. And all the kids were there all the time. We were nosy a lot, really. And they said to us, you can have that if you want it. They'd had their lot. Of course, we were in there like quick. We could eat it up. It was liver and bacon and onions in gravy. And we cleaned it all up. And we scraped the gravy out with the fingers. A long while ago, isn't it? There you are. Yeah, I can remember that liver and bacon now. But we never went away. And I seem to remember, at the same time as they were building that bridge, I might be wrong, that there were Italian prisoners going past. Not in a group, but farmers in the village they could get labour from Italian prisoners. And they used to walk around, they'd got these like overalls on with a big round patch on one leg and a big round patch on the back. And these Italian prisoners, and I'm nearly sure they were walking around at the same time as the bridge was being made, but whether there were Italian prisoners in here in 41, I don't know. There might have been. I think it was about 41 it was being done. But there might have been Italian prisoners walking around at not many, two or three, at the same time as they were building the bridge. But the reason that nobody knows about these bridges is because they used to write things up and they said, careless talk costs lives. You've heard of that. Well, I don't think anybody who lived there would tell anybody in Gainsborough what was going on at Stockwith, really.